With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Another vote to fund the government has failed in the Senate, extending the shutdown. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
44 Democrats voted against a Republican bill that would have temporarily restored federal funding and reopened the government. The final tally was short of the 60 votes needed to end a filibuster and pass the legislation. While there have been some bipartisan discussions, there are few signs of any real progress toward ending the congressional standoff. Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson has canceled legislative business in his chamber next week in a move aimed at forcing the Senate to work with the House-approved government funding bill. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's a new North Carolina law following the stabbing death of a Ukrainian woman.
North Carolina's Democratic Governor Josh Stein has signed into law a criminal justice measure pushed by the Republican-controlled legislature after a young Ukrainian woman was stabbed to death on a Charlotte train. The new law bars cashless bail for certain violent crimes and limits discretion in pretrial release decisions. The bill's authors are also seeking to restart executions in North Carolina. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump has ordered Israel to stop bombing the Gaza Strip after Hamas said it had accepted some elements of his plan to end the nearly two-year war and return all the remaining hostages taken in the October 7th attack. Hamas said Friday it was willing to release the hostages and hand over power to other Palestinians, but that other aspects of the plan require further consultations among Palestinians. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 238 points, the Nasdaq dropped 63, the S&P up a fraction. This is SRN News. The Bible continues to be translated.
The global movement to make the Bible available in every language is gaining remarkable momentum. Wycliffe Bible Translators reports that one of the greatest barriers to Christian mission is the absence of Scripture in native languages. But that obstacle is rapidly being overcome. In the past year alone, 118 new Bible and New Testament translations have been released, an average of one every 3 days. Of these, 23 were full Bibles and 95 were New Testaments, marking the highest annual total to date. George Williams, SRN News.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy ordered a painting of Jesus to be returned to prominent display at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. Christ on the Water was installed in 1944. The Academy in 2023 moved the painting from a prominent place in a meeting room to a lower hallway after receiving a complaint. This is SRN News. German officials say the Munich airport was temporarily shut down from unidentified drone sightings in the area Friday. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Munich Airport was temporarily shut down overnight after several drone sightings in the area, the latest mysterious overflights in the airspace of EU member countries. Germany's air traffic control restricted flights at the airport shortly after 10 p.m. local time on Thursday and then halted them altogether. 17 flights were unable to take off, affecting almost 3,000 passengers, while 15 arriving flights were diverted to other airports. Flights in and out of the airport resumed 7 hours later. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
EU member countries have reported a series of mysterious drone sightings the past several days. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.